नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग अस दिस मॉर्निंग्स Recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 7th, Chapter 13th, Text Number 19th. The Behavior of a Perfect Person is a chapter title. Please repeat.
Kabhi kalpo nipunadrik चित्र प्रिय कथा समः लोकस्य कुर्वतः कर्म शेषे तद्विक्षितापि वा कविः कल्पो निपुणदृक् चित्र प्रिय कथा समः लोकस्य कुर्वता कर्म तद्विक्षिता शेषे तद्विक्षिता पिवा
Kalpaha, expert, Nipunadrik, intelligent, Chitra Priyakataha, able to speak palatable words that are pleasing to the heart, Samaha, equipoised, Lokasya, of the people in general. Kurvataha, engaged in. Karma, fruity work. Sheshe, you lie down. Tadvikshita, seeing them all. Api, although. Va, either. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. Your Honor appears learned, expert, and intelligent in every way. Bhashantar ho raha hai piche? Okay, Hindi bhashi. Vahan pahunch sakte hain. Sorry. You can speak very well, saying things that are pleasing to the heart. You see that people in general are engaged in fruitive activities, yet you are lying here inactive. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj studied the bodily features of the saintly person, and through the sense physiognomy, Prahlad Maharaj could understand that he was intelligent and expert, although he was lying down and not doing anything. Prahlad was naturally inquisitive about why he was lying there inactive. End of the purport. Kavihi kalpo nipunadrik chitra priya kathaha samaha lokasya kurvata karma sheshe tadvikshita piva. Your Honor appears learned, expert, and intelligent in every way. You can speak very well, saying things that are pleasing to the heart. You see that people in general are engaged in fruitive activities, yet you are lying here inactive. Hari Hari. Some activity there in the sky. Perfect person is being talked about here. The talker, the speaker is, there are many. Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to King Parikshit. And Sutta Goswami is speaking to the assembled sages. And then Srila Prabhupada is speaking to us. And I am speaking to you. And later on you could speak to others. This is a shaili, this is a style of Bhagavatam. Radha Rasa Hari Ki. The dialogue within a dialogue within a dialogue. Sutta Goswami is quoting Sukadeva Goswami, he quotes Narad Muni, and then he is also quoting Prahlad Maharaj, who is addressing or talking to this Sri Brahmana Uvacha. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow, Brahmin will begin speaking. And he will be speaking about the perfect person. Already some of the qualities of that perfect person are mentioned in here by Prahlad Maharaj. Hari Bol, what happened? You are about to lie down. Let's talk of lying down here. Why do you want to lie down? That's a question. So, you are Kavi, you are very learned. Yes, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that Prahlad Maharaj is right there with this Brahmin, who is also mentioned as Avadhut. And soon we should be mentioning that this Avadhut, this Brahmin, is none other than Dattatraya. Dattatraya. Is he here? Huh? He's right here. So, Prahlad Maharaj is talking to that Dattatraya. Prahlad Maharaj is addressing that Dattatraya. And he says, "You are Kavi." So as he has studied maybe body language and some vibrations that are coming from this personality, he did the study and mentioned few findings. What are the findings? You are Kavi. You are very learned. Kalpaha, very expert. Nipunadrik, very intelligent. Chitrapriya kathaha, your talk is chitra, vichitra, wonderful, amazing. At the same time, priya, also very dear, very pleasing to the heart. Pleasing to the heart is what? Pleasing to the heart that pumps the blood. Good heart, be pleased. No. In the heart is the residence of the soul. Soul resides in the heart. So pleasing to the heart meaning pleasing to the soul. From bottom of my heart, we say, from bottom of my heart. Or from the core of my heart. So within the heart, or the core of the heart is where we stay. So this talk is pleasing to the soul. And samaha, equipoised. And look, says, what is wrong with you? Something like that. Lokasya kurvataha karma. People all around you are all running around and getting ready and the horse has Lokasya kurvataha karma. They are busy, they are active, they are running around. But look at you, sheshe. You are just lying down there. Tad vikshita api va. You are seeing right in front of you. You are seeing everyone busy, busy. The whole rat race is on. But hari hari, you seem to be disinterested. And you seem to be busy with something else. Sheshe tad vikshita api. And then, so this is an inquiry. This is an observation and comment by Prahlad Maharaj. This is the 7th canto. Lord has already made His appearance and Prahlad has been blessed, and now Prahlad is a king and is a ruler, and as he is moving about, he has come across this avadhut, this Brahmin, and is about to have a dialogue. Well, is inquiring, and that Brahmin would respond. And this, this Brahmin, this avadhut, is going to be talking about the perfect person. He himself is a perfect. So then, easy to talk, right? He has to just talk about himself. He's a perfect. So he talks from his experience, from his realization, because he walks the talk. You know the saying? He walks the talk. Bole taisa chale, taisi vandavi paole. And this perfect person is Lord Himself. This perfect person is Dattatraya, Avadhut. Just to remind you that, if I find it quickly, Lord Krishna is source of all incarnations. You know that. Yes? And then there's a whole list of incarnations. 22 of them are mentioned. Not 24. It should have been 24, but there are only 22 mentioned. In the 3rd chapter of the 1st canto. So as he begins, this is Suta Goswami, giving a list of incarnations. Then he comes, Shastam Atreya Patyatvam Vrataha Prapto Anusuyaya. Then he talks of the Shastam, the 6th incarnation. Was son of Atreya Muni and Anusuya. And Vikshikyam Alarkaya Prahada Dhi Uchivan. And as Lord appeared at some point during his pastimes, he enlightened Uchivan, Lord spoke. Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, like that.
श्री दत्तात्रय उवाच ऊचिवान् प्रह्लादिभ्यः many. He spoke not to here Krishna spoke to Arjuna, he spoke to others also. So he spoke to many personalities. Few are mentioned. Alarka is mentioned here, Alarka, and Prahlad is mentioned. We know he spoke to Yadu also. Yadu, and this is Dattatreya Bhagavan. I was born next to Dattatreya temple in my village. Just next door, my house where I was born. Next door is the house where Lord was residing, Dattatreya Mandir. The very first Lord I worshipped, I went to for darshan, was Dattatreya. He's quite popular. Well, he's popular worldwide, but in Maharashtra he's very popular. Dattatreya Digambar, they call it. Digambar. Digambar means he doesn't wear any clothes. The directions are his clothing. Dik Ambar. Dik is directions, and that is his cloth. He's avadhut. He's so renounced. No bodily concept whatsoever. He's Digambar. So Prahlad Maharaj met and is speaking to this Brahmin, this Avadhut, this Dattatreya, in somewhere in Karnataka, where Kaveri flows. Earlier is mentioned in the same chapter. Two places are mentioned. The Kaveri River is mentioned, and Sahya Mountain is mentioned. Sahyadri. You know Sahyadri? When you go to Pune, you climb up. There's a Khandala Ghat. That mountain is Sahyadri. It goes all the way down to Mangalore, and this is something else. And Maharashtra is divided into Desh and Konkan. And what is dividing is this mountain. So that mountain is mentioned in the Bhagavad, in this same chapter. So in that region, in the valley of this mountain, on the bank of this Kaveri, in the vicinity of this Kaveri, somewhere this dialogue has taken place. So this Dattatreya was born of Anusuya and Atri Muni. They performed austerities, severe austerities. So much so that the Lord was pleased. And Lord made the appearance. And not just one Lord, three Lords appeared. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And as Dattatreya looked right there. Hey, how come?
I was praying for this one Lord, but three of you here. So the three of them said, no, we are three in one. We are not different. This is Gunavatar. Three together is a complete package. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So these three lords gave benediction to this couple, and all those three appeared as sons of Atriya Muni and Anusuya. Brahma appeared as Som, that is Chandra, Somavar, Chandra. Shiva appeared as Durvasa Muni, and Vishnu appeared as Dattatreya. Three children. So this is that Dattatreya. Bhagavan ki. I'm not stopping. So yad yad acharati shrestas. So Lord Himself is setting example of a perfect person, so that the whole world could follow that example. When Uddhava, another dialogue, another inquiry. When Lord Sri Krishna was about to leave the planet, Kshyam Tyaktva Swapadam Gataha, before leaving this planet, returning to his abode, and when Uddhava found that out, then he wanted to go with the Lord. But then Lord Sri Krishna did some preaching to Uddhava. He has some instructions. So that time Uddhava wanted to know, tell me about the perfect devotee. What are his symptoms? What are his qualities? This was the inquiry of Uddhava, inquiring directly from Sri Krishna. This is a Uddhava Gita. One is Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. There is another Gita that is is not named after Uddhava, not named after Krishna. One Gita is named after Krishna, Bhagavan ka Gita. The other one is named after Uddhava. Two Gitas. So while Sri Krishna speaking to Uddhava, as Arjuna was inquiring, so here Uddhava is inquiring. So that time, Lord, he gave a list of the qualities. He gave a list of 27 qualities. I was just looking at those qualities. The first quality mentioned in here, Kavi, is the last quality that Sri Krishna mentioned in the 11th canto. Kavi. Learned. Devotees are learned. So while he's not only Lord mentioned the qualities of a perfect devotee, but then he also he cites example of Avadhut, this Brahmin.
And Lord Sri Krishna, he makes reference to the dialogue between Yadu and this Avadhut Brahmin. Once upon a time, Lord Sri Krishna, long, long time ago. That's how the story goes. When Yadu came across this Avadhut, which Avadhut? This Dattatraya Avadhut. Dattatraya Brahman. Dattatraya Avadhut. So there, Avadhut is, this Brahman is talking. Here he is talking to Prahlad Maharaj. There he is talking, same personality, same Brahman, talking to Yadu. And Lord Sri Krishna mentions, I am Yadu Vamsi, my ancestor. When Yadu was ruling, Yadu was on the planet, Lord Sri Krishna's ancestor. He met ideal character, a Brahmin, Avadhut. And then they spoke, Avadhut, Brahmin, and Yadu spoke. So when they spoke, that speech or dialogue, there's a mention of, this Brahmin mentions, I take lessons from 24 gurus. I have 24 gurus, he says. Oh, you are Kavi, you are learned. How did you become learned? Oh, I have 24 gurus. And then he talks, same Brahmin, same Dattatraya. He says, I take lessons from Prithvi also. I take lessons from, there's a whole list. How earth is tolerant. I take lesson, this lesson from, this quality from this person, this quality from that person. Madhu, makhi, also madhu, takes honey. There's a whole list, 24 of them. Prostitute also, in that whole list. Person making a sharpener, one who makes the arrow sharp. Oh, just procession passed by here. Do you take note of this? The person who was, he was making his arrow sharp. He was so much absorbed in his sharpening the arrow activity. He said, what? What procession? Big 2 kilometer long procession with big big bang, the bands and DJ set or whatever was there. He did not even notice. He was so much focused, absorbed in what he was doing. So this Avadhut said, I made him a guru. I made him a guru. He's one of my gurus. Fully focused on Hari Hari, on hearing, right? Fully focused on hearing. If your mind goes off, everything is off. Stop. So, as the question has been raised by Prahlad Maharaj, you will You better hear directly from the Brahmin answer to this question or inquiry. That how come the whole world is busy, active, running around, making money and even bhukti and mukti and siddhis, these parties, they're also very busy. But Krishna Bhakta, nishkam, ataiva, shant. So that is also the answer. The answer is right there also. Bhukti, what? Kami. Mukti, kami. Siddhi, kami. So everyone has kamana, full of kam. Kam mein hai. Kam. Festival is there, Damodarashtak, Damodar Vrat. Come here, there, people say what? Kurvita, Kurvita, they are busy, doing what? Lokasya kurvataha, karma. They are busy. See you later, they say, see you later. I asked some person, what's your name? He said, my name is Kar Mar Kar. Samjhe? Understood. My name is Kar, then Mar, then take birth again and again, Kar, and then Mar, and then Kar, and Mar. Kar Mar Kar. That's a nice name. But I thought it's not just you have been named as Karmarkar, but the whole world is, if there's a one befitting appropriate name for everyone, what would that name be? Karmarkar. Whole world is Karmarkar. Mr. Karmarkar. But this Brahmin will give the message. We cannot stop kar part. We have to be active, but in a different way, different activity. Different activity. Kuveratmajo baddha murteiva yadvat Tvayamochito bhakti bhajo kritaucha. This verse was getting my attention this morning. Tatha prema bhaktim svakame prayaccha. Na mokshe griho mesti damo dareha. So that's the prayer. So enough of this kar mar kar. Because as soon as you do something, kar, that makes you think also. Or you think and you do, or these days, they even propose, you do first and think later on. They say, just do it. Just do it. Do not even think. Just do it. If you feel good, kuch hota hai. You feel, go by feeling. Don't think. Be a mental case, just be mental. Above the mind is intelligence. Do not even think. Do not use this intelligence faculty. Just go by feelings, thinking, feeling.
Yeah, then
result of this is dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangha teshu pajayate. Immediately, as soon as our wrong thought, think of maya. There are only two things you could think about. There are only two parties in this world. One is Krishna party, other one is the Maya parties. So as soon as you think of Maya, japatiya dhare. Japatiya, japarte. So this world is very entangling. You're baddha murtaiva yadvat. Baddha, you become bound up. Hridaya granthis are there, hridaya granthis. The rope. Rope between one person and another person. There's a guard, there's a knot. You don't see the rope, but asha pasha shatai baddhai bondage. Asha pasha shatai baddhai, Krishna said. Kama krodha parayanaha. People of this world are expert, parayan. In what? Kama krodha parayanaha. Expert in kam and krodh. And then asha pasha shatair baddhai. This gentleman, this Brahmin, he does not want to get bound up. He wants to stay out of it, this bondage. So he's very cautious, very careful, thoughtful. So what happened to this Kuberatmaj? Kuberatmaj, Haribau, Hare Krishna. The sons of Kuber. Any dearth of wealth there? The most wealthy person is Kuber. Ambani nothing. In front of him. But then you see what was the outcome. They became dhanandha. Dhana andha. Their dhan made them blind. So much blind that Narayan, giver of Narayan, Narada, giver of Narayan was going. This is in heaven up there. There were some, they were mixing, mingling. Whole naked show was the topless, bottomless, shameless. But ladies, when they noticed that Narad Muni is passing by, they quickly ran to grab their clothes and they covered their bodies. But these Kuberatmajo, there are two of them, they continued their Nanganach. Nanga Dhadang. Shameless.
And no etiquette, no shistachar. So Narada Muni cursed.
I curse you.
You like to stay without clothes, that is your preference. So you could have a body in the next life. You don't have to go to the tailor. Become trees. No clothes. If this is what is your preference, you like to be naked, okay? No problem. You could have a body that wears no clothes. Become trees. And then they kind of came to the senses. And they were begging for, please, please, not, please, have mercy upon these wretched souls. Then Narada Muni has, too late, too late. Curse has been already granted, activated. But then he's okay. I could do one thing. I could do one thing for you. Certainly you will have to be the trees, but tree is not in Bombay. But you could be the trees in Vrindavan, trees in Gokul, trees in courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna will personally make you free. So, Satyavrat Muni, he is a compiler of this Ashtak, Siksha, the Damodara Ashtak. So he is praying. Everyone is praying like that. So he is praying. Or he is teaching how to pray. So his prayer is, my dear Lord Damodar, tatha prema bhaktim swakame prayachya. Please give me also bhakti. Yatha, what is yatha? Kuveiratmajo baddham murtaiva yadvat tvaya mochito baddha. So those Kuveiratmajo, there are two of them. Mani Greev and Nalakuver. So those Kuveiratmajo baddha, they were bound up. But you made them free. And you gave them bhakti also. Not only they were made mukta, but they were made bhakta. Mukti is nothing. I don't care for mukti, as I said earlier. No mukti. Give me bhakti the way those two sons of Kuber were given bhakti. Well, we should be also, as we are hearing right now, we should be also praying all the time, praying right now, praying during this month of Damodar. This is the prayer. This is the prayer. So this month reminds us of that pastime of the Lord. The pastime that took place on Diwali. Pastime that took place, right? The stealing used to go on in
in the neighborhood, Krishna, the Makhan Chor. But he did chori, he did stealing right at home. And then he was caught red-handed. Red-handed or white-handed? Was caught what? Red-handed, white-handed? White-handed. White because of makhan all over. White-handed, white face, white. Everything white. And then, so that was Diwali. So that day, these two sons attained. So they came out of those three bodies, and then they had darshan of the Lord, and they were lots of benedictions. They also offered prayers, benedictions of the Lord. So tatha prema bhaktim swakamme prayachha. O Lord, to me also. This should be our farce. Praying like this. This farce should come to our heart, in our mind, hari hari. And then we could talk also of those thoughts and prayers and Namo Deva Damo Darananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabhimagnam. I'm absorbed. Anyway, nice prayers. Please study these prayers. Understand this prayer. Namodastak. Not again learning by heart. Learning by heart, not learning by throat. They are in the throat, but they are not in the heart. Prayer is coming from the throat, but heart is not involved. Not saying that prayer from the within the core of my heart. Who is in the core of the heart? Soul. So making this prayer as soul's prayer, soul's prayer. Soul is praying. Our soul, my soul, your soul is praying. Hridayangam, hridayangam, not kanthastha, not in the throat, in the heart. Okay. There are meetings also beginning very soon. Hari Hari. Okay, we'll stop. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.